If you're looking for information on business, fashion, or fashion design, you want to make sure you're listening to someone who has experience in those fields. I'm here to tell you, you've come to the right channel. I used to be right where you are. I'm a small town girl from Minnesota, and I made it to the number one most recognized name in prom dress designers. Hello, I'm Deborah Rochelle. My dresses have been featured in every teen magazine like Seventeen, Cosmo Girl, Cosmopolitan, and many, many more. They've been on Celebrities, in the movies, on Broadway, walking down the red carpet. I've licensed my products, I hold several patents, and I used to own a chain of retail stores. I was even the first dress store ever on the internet. I was designing, manufacturing, wholesaling, and retailing my dresses all over the world under my trademarked brand name of Deborah Rochelle. I had 5 factories in China and was importing dresses into the United States and exporting them all over the world. Then, out of the blue, I received an offer on my company and I took it and I retired at the age of 42. But the point here is that at one time, I was where you are at now. And I can teach you how to get where I ended up. Come to the right channel if you're looking for information on business, fashion, or fashion design. I've been there and I've done that. A lot of people think those who have succeeded don't want others to succeed, but from my point of view, it's just the opposite. I want everybody to succeed in doing what they love to do. What a perfect world this would be, everybody just doing what they love. So sit back, relax, and let's talk a little bit about business, maybe throw in some fashion. Hello and welcome to the Business Fashion Tips Podcast. We are on the final step, step number 10, on how to start a business in 10 steps. If you haven't heard the last 9 steps, you might want to go back and listen to the other podcasts. So the final step is you need to have business insurance. Now you might think this is easy, I'll just go out and get business insurance, but it's really not that simple. There are so many different types of insurance that a business could need or you're required to have that it will just make your head spin. Now, I'm not an insurance agent by any means, so I cannot tell you exactly what type of insurance your particular business will need. What I can tell you is all the different types of insurances that at some point in my professional career, I had to carry, or I still do carry. So this podcast will give you some ideas as to what to expect for the type of insurance policies you will need. One other thing to consider is that some policies cover more than just one type of insurance. For instance, a general liability insurance policy may also include product insurance within that policy. So each policy is different. So I highly advise to find an insurance agent that you can trust and will take his time or her time to walk you through what is the best type of insurance for you. Keep in mind, some insurance companies claim that they will cover your insurance claims. And they do. No questions asked. And some say they will cover your insurance claims, but when you file a claim, they fight it tooth and nail. Some insurance agencies also cost more, but they may still be there when you really need them. Others may cost less, and when you file a claim, they're nowhere to be found, or they make it super difficult to file your claim. So you just have to keep these things in mind when you're trying to find the right insurance agent. So let's go through some of the insurance policies I needed at some point or another for my own business. The number one insurance that I would never be without is general liability insurance. General liability protects your company should someone hurt themselves while in your business. So let's just say someone falls down on the ice outside of your store and they sue your company because they broke their arm or something. And they sue you for not getting rid of the ice by sprinkling salt on it or shoveling in front of your store or your company. A general liability insurance policy should cover this. It also covers property damage to someone else's personal belongings. And it protects you from personal injury should someone try to damage your reputation. I personally have never been without general liability insurance since the day I went into business. If your general liability insurance only goes up to a certain dollar amount and you need that extra coverage, let's say it only goes up to $1 million and you'd like to be covered up to $10 million. In that case, you need to get an additional policy to cover the extra $9 million. And this is called a commercial umbrella insurance. So commercial umbrella insurance extends the coverage limits. So if a claim exceeds the dollar limits on your current general liability policy, your umbrella insurance can help cover the difference. I mentioned general liability covers physical risks, such as bodily injuries and property damage. Okay, so personal liability insurance covers lawsuits that claim you made a mistake in the professional services that you provided to your customers. In other words, professional liability insurance covers negligence. So negligence is when you make a mistake or don't use a reasonable duty of care when you perform your service. It's also known as errors and omissions, or E&O insurance, and also called professional indemnity insurance. If you give someone bad advice, but it turned out to be a disaster, that is when professional liability insurance can come in handy. If you unknowingly damage someone else's reputation by slander or defamation, and it caused emotional distress or mental anguish, you're covered with professional liability insurance. It covers copyright breach. That's when somebody says you copied their idea. It also covers breach of confidentiality. So if you signed an NDA agreement and then accidentally told someone about the item in the NDA agreement, you could be covered with your professional liability insurance. I once had an accountant fax me another company's tax returns. I was thinking, oh my gosh, I was glad that those were not my tax returns going to somebody else that I didn't know. If those would have been my tax records faxed to a different company, I can't tell you how much damage that could do to somebody. What if they were faxed to your competitor? I immediately knew everything about this company just by the fax that was accidentally sent to me. That company could have sued that accountant. So that accountant should really have professional liability insurance if he's going to continue to do that. Okay, so I just mentioned three insurances. Do you got them? That was the general liability insurance. Then you have the commercial umbrella insurance. And then I also mentioned the professional liability insurance. That's only three, and we're just getting started. You may need commercial property insurance. Commercial property insurance protects a building you may own or rent. It also protects what's inside of it and the equipment you may use to run your business. While I was renting, my lease said I had to have commercial property insurance, and I had to name the landlord as another benefactor. That means that the landlord is also covered under my policy. I was pleased to say it didn't cost any more to have them on my policy, so I was relieved at that. And then when I stopped renting and I went and built my own building, the coverage was just simply changed over to cover my building. And that's when the bank who held the mortgage insisted that I have commercial property insurance. It's intended for tangible property, not monetary property. So sometimes there's a gap in what your commercial property insurance covers, and you may want to look into business crime insurance. So business crime insurance is another type of coverage specifically designed to protect businesses from theft and fraud. And it takes care of some of the incidentals that commercial property insurance may not cover. When I was building my building, I needed builder's risk insurance. This is a policy that protects a building under construction against theft and vandalism. It also covers the tools and materials that are being used to build the building. Sometimes contractors come with their own builder's risk insurance. But you have to always make sure that your contractors come with contractor's general liability insurance. This protects his workers and anyone else that happens to come onto your property during the construction that could get hurt. That's contractor's general liability insurance. If you build a building and it happens to be in a flood zone, regular commercial property insurance won't cover you. You need commercial flood insurance to cover you from damage from earthquakes or floods. And if your property is damaged and that puts your business out of business temporarily because you're without a location, you may want to consider business income insurance also. Business income insurance is also known as business interruption insurance, and it pays for the outgoing expenses like a new place to rent, utility bills, and payroll during your shutdown. It basically replaces your lost income. You may also want to consider business equipment insurance coverage. Business equipment insurance covers loss, theft, and damage to any equipment owned by your company. If you work out of a co-working space and your equipment is stolen while it's locked up in a shared space, or someone takes your laptop, tools, or equipment, you're covered with this business equipment insurance. keep in mind, if you go to a restaurant and you walk away from your laptop to go get a refill on some Pepsi or something, and someone takes your laptop, you're generally not covered here with the business equipment insurance, because your insurance will consider this your fault for being irresponsible. So if your business puts you in the public, like an event coordinator, public liability insurance coverage may be something you'd like to consider. Public liability insurance covers those professionals that work in a public domain. So if someone's injured because of something you did, or you damage someone else's property, let's say you walk by an artist's booth and you accidentally hit a glass item and it falls down on the ground and breaks into pieces, public liability insurance could come in handy for something like that. I hope this isn't making your head spin, because it's really making my spin after I start thinking about all the money I spent on insurance. And I really never had many claims. I think I had 2. So anyway, was it worth it from those 2 claims? Maybe. I don't know. What I do know is it gives you peace of mind. So that's worth it, I guess. Now, in my past episodes, I talked about a few of my products that I carry. One is bed sheets that stay on your bed, and they have the straps that go under the bottom and connect so the bed sheets won't come off your bed. And they're patented, and I think I mentioned them in my last episode on how to patent your products. So I started thinking, you know, what could cause somebody to need product liability insurance for just a simple bed sheet? And what it came down to is, you know, maybe somebody could get wrapped up in a bed sheet and it might accidentally go around somebody's neck and hurt them. I don't know. I've never heard of that happening, but I'm sure maybe it has. So if that case, if you're a manufacturer and you own products, you probably want to take out product liability insurance. This will protect you from any design flaws you may have, or manufacturing and production defects, or damages or injuries that are brought up from product malfunctions or during normal use of the product, like I just explained. And it can protect you from inadequate warning or instructions. That's right, if you don't have the proper items listed on your labels, you can be liable. In a book that I have coming out in the near future, I go over specifics on what needs to be on your product labels. So if you want to know more about product labels and what goes on to them, watch for my book. You can sign up for my newsletter so I can keep you informed when the book hits bookstores. So product liability insurance also protects you against the financial claims for injury or damage when someone says that your product injured them or your product has a defect that is dangerous. Just note, if a person altered your product in any way and then was hurt, you would not be liable. But you have to prove that in court, so that's still an expense. So it never means someone cannot sue you. Someone can sue you over anything. Okay, so let's take a quick break for our sponsor, and then we'll be right back to let you know about more insurance policies. Yes, there are more. There are a lot more. Oh my gosh. That you may or may not need. Okay, we're back. Are you ready to learn more about business insurances? I'm sure you're so excited. Okay, here we go. Because you got to learn what you got to learn when you're going into business. For fashion designers, there's apparel insurance. And sometimes this includes general liability insurance or product insurance. Or sometimes apparel insurance is included in general liability or product liability insurance. So it's something to check out, just because you want to make sure that you're not double paying for different types of insurance when you don't need to. Apparel insurance includes things like customer body damage, or if a customer damages your merchandise. It includes personal injury and copyright infringement, and it generally covers what is covered under product liability insurance. So another big thing is, when it comes to your employees, you need workers' compensation insurance. In my home state of Minnesota, all employers are required to provide workers' compensation insurance to all of their employees. Whether this is required or not varies from state to state, so check your state guidelines. If you don't have workers' compensation and your employees are not covered, you risk fines, penalties, and possibly even criminal charges. So this is important. You even have to provide coverage to those employees that are non-US citizens and minors, and yourself if you're taking a paycheck and you're the business owner. So workers' compensation insurance gives your employees benefits if they become sick or get hurt doing their job. It pays for their medical bills, it replaces their lost wages, it covers funeral costs, and it gives death benefits to families of the employees who may have been killed on the job. It also pays ongoing care like physical therapy. And like I said, it also covers the business owners who are considered employees of the company. This type of insurance keeps going up in price for every claim that you have. So the more people you have on your workers' compensation insurance, the more expensive it gets for a business to have it. However, I know businesses that have cut their workers' compensation insurance in half or even less than half. And I give out these tips in my book that I have coming out. So if you don't want to pay extra for your workers' compensation insurance, I suggest you get my book and read that chapter. And this book will be coming out in the near future. Next, there's disability insurance. This is available to continue to pay your salary should you become sick or get into an accident or you're unable to work. That's disability insurance. You can even have your body parts insured. According to MSN.com, Heidi Klum has insured her legs for $2 million each. Jennifer Lopez thinks her body's worth $27 million. And Daniel Craig's that James Bond star. He insured his body for $9.5 million. And there's more insurance policies. I had to get life insurance to cover my spouse when I took out a mortgage on my building. I guess the bank wanted to feel self-assured that they would get paid if something happened to me. There's also data breach insurance, which is also called cyber insurance, which helps businesses respond to data breach if information you collected from your customers gets lost or stolen. Data breach insurance will help you cover the costs of notifying all those customers that had their data stolen, and it creates a public relations campaign as well. If your company has a commercial automobile, there's commercial auto insurance, and this protects you and your employees who drive your company-owned vehicles for your business. The coverage helps cover property damage and bodily injury claims from an accident someone working for you or yourself caused. I did happen to hear, though, if an employee drives a car and they're on their own personal time and they're not working, it may not be covered. Your personal car insurance policy won't cover third-party claims in an accident that's caused with a business-owned vehicle. So you're going to need commercial auto insurance if you have a business automobile. If you operate out of the country, multinational insurance should be looked into. If you work out of your home, there's a home-based business insurance which covers the cost of property and liability risks to businesses that operated out of their own home. It also covers supplies, equipment, and other business property that you keep in the home if you have customers stopping by. Okay, so I've given you a lot of insurance policies that you may or may not need, but how much do these all cost? How much is business insurance? It depends on what type of coverage you need. Make sure to shop around and never settle for the very first insurance policy you find. Just make sure you're comparing apples to apples when you do compare your policies. And make sure to read the insurance agency's reviews. If they won't come through and cover you when you're in need, what's the point of having an insurance policy? Find a different agent. I once had a house in the Bahamas, and a hurricane caused $50,000 to $70,000 worth of damage on my house. Because they had so many claims, the Bahamas insurance agency that I used wouldn't cover it. They used every excuse in the book, even though I had hurricane insurance. Another insurance that I haven't mentioned yet, hurricane insurance. And please note, hurricane insurance does not include flooding. So if there's a hurricane and it causes flooding, the hurricane insurance is not going to cover the flooding of your building, nor any damage caused by the flooding. So you need a separate policy just for flooding. I learned this the hard way. My hurricane insurance did not cover the damages because the water went right through my house. It also didn't cover my neighbor's house because her house started on fire. She needed fire insurance for that. Fire insurance provides additional coverage for loss or damage to a structure that's destroyed by fire. So neither of us was covered under hurricane insurance, and neither of us had flood or fire insurance. I started asking what other people on the islands were doing, and they claimed that they had the same issue with this company in the past. And due to the limited amount of insurance companies in the Bahamas, most of them decided to self-insure. Self-insurance means that you put a little money away each year to cover the damage is yourself when something bad happens. So I contacted my attorney and he advised that it may cost $50,000 just to fight them for the hurricane insurance coverage. So I may just as well be better off paying it out of my pocket. I also had an insurance claim in the USA where the company said that the agent didn't cash the insurance payment check I had made out until 2 days after the incident occurred. I took that insurance company to court and we proved that I met with the agent and gave him a check and it coincided with the date the check was written and the date that was in my calendar for saying that I met with him. And this was prior to the incident occurring. So the court did rule in my favor. The insurance agency also ended up paying for my attorney fees and the entire insurance claim. But due to this, I would never use either of these insurance agencies ever again. So do your due diligence before trusting any insurance company. On the bright side, your insurance policies are considered an expense for your company on your tax documents, and any money you receive as part of your insurance claim or settlement is typically not taxed. The IRS only wants you to pay tax on income, which is money received that results in you having more wealth than you did before. So it's really mind-boggling how many different types of insurance policies there are. And I only touched on a few of them, and that was a lot of a few. Does that make sense? A lot of a few. Okay, whatever. One thing is certain, you will need a few different policies. So take your time to make sure you're covered and look into which agency is best for you. So that's it on business insurance. If you've been listening to the top 10 steps needed to start your business, congratulations, you made it through the 10th step. So now you can be off and running to start up your business. I'm going to mention again that I'm coming out with a book that will continue to help you while you are in business. So make sure to sign up for our newsletter at businessfashiontips.com or DeborahRochelle.com for future business and fashion tips. And I'll let you know when the book comes out. As always, if you have any questions regarding business or fashion, go to anchor.fm/Deborah-Rochelle to leave a message and we'll try to answer any questions you have. Have a great day.